Well, Anthony Sanchez concentrates on UFOs and high strangeness and the paranormal and a few other things. Anthony, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me, Jerry. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
And we wanted you on tonight because, first of all, I wanted to, you know, your conference is coming right up, the UFO Paranormal Summit.
That's right.
So I wanted to find out any late-breaking, last-minute news you wanted to spread about that conference.
Well,
so feel free to go ahead and take the speaker stand and tell me all about it.
Well, you know, we got we're really doing well on ticket sales. I mean, it's just picking up like crazy. The exhibitor hall is completely filled up. We don't have any space left. We actually had to put people out in the hallway, so you're going to see a lot of activity there. And all the speakers, all the presenters have been contacting me and telling me that they're really excited. A lot of them have brand new material that they're going to be presenting for the conference. And Jeff Gonzalez, who you interviewed recently, called me on Sunday to tell me, to inform me, that he is going to be bringing in a plexiglass case the window from the Jeep or some type of a SUV that supposedly has the imprint of this adolescent Bigfoot. The one that it's the one that they're having analyzed. It's a glass window that they've removed from a vehicle. It's in a plexiglass container. So a lot of Bigfoot enthusiasts are excited about that. And Jeff's, you know, really going all out.
He talked to us a little bit about that on the air.
Yeah.
And that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The whole story. And here he is. He's bringing the windshield there with the I guess they're paw prints or footprints or handprints, whatever we will call them.
I guess they're handprints, and it's also the impression of nostrils in the in a mouth. And
yeah.
It's definitely not a bear. It's not a mountain lion. It's something else. It looks like, I mean, I've seen the pictures of it, and I can't describe it. I'm not a cryptozoologist, but I know J.C. Johnson and you know, David Weatherly, those guys could probably take one look at it and say, yes, it's a Sasquatch or not. Jeff's pretty good at what he does, and he's convinced it's an adolescent Sasquatch. I guess the thing that, you know, really, you know, drove it home for him was that if it had been a bear, it would have destroyed that truck to pieces because there was tons of food on the inside. And if you know anything about bears in the wild, they will rip a car to shreds like nothing. To get at the food that's inside the vehicle, if there is food there. This was not a bear. And it definitely was not a mountain lion because it does not match up to what, you know, the imprints of a mountain lion's tracks or whatever. So it's definitely something different. I can't wait to see it myself. So I'm glad that Jeff decided to bring that because there's going to be a lot of people that specialize in the crypto field there, like Lyle Blackburn and David Weatherly and so, you know, I can't wait to hear what those guys are going to say about it.
Now, tell the audience a little bit about where it's going to be held and the hours and the days. And do you have any tickets left?
Oh, yeah, there's tickets left. The tickets that have sold out are the Level 3 tickets. Those are the top-tier tickets that get you into the private room with all of the authors and you know, it's like a VIP room where they're going to have a banquet and, you know, then a breakfast on Sunday. And so those are all gone. The Level 3 tickets are all gone. But what are available are the Level 1 and Level 2 tickets. And we've actually instituted what's called a day pass so that if you can only make it on a Saturday or on a Sunday, you'd have that ability. You know, if you want to just drop in for the day and see the presentations, the lectures, and the movie. And Jay Widener is going to be showing his movie, Kubrick's Odyssey, on Saturday night, and so there's a lot going on, but it's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Sacramento, California, and that's right off of the Interstate 80 and the Madison exit, and it's on June 16th and 17th, which is this upcoming weekend, and Bill Murphy and Paul Bradford from the Sci-Fi Network are, you know, two of the big stars that we brought in this year. We also have David Weatherly, who wrote the amazing book, The Black Eyed Kids, which has really taken off, and quite a few other people. There have been a couple of people who are no longer with the conference, and we've replaced them. In some instances, we haven't replaced them. It just, you know, We have so many people at this conference, they're not going to miss any of the people that are not there. But we have some amazing people still with us. Norio Hayakawa, Michelle Menny, Paul Bradford, you know, Bill Murphy, you know, myself, and you got Scotty Roberts, Micah Hanks, Kerry Cassidy, Jay Widener. We got an amazing lineup for this conference. It's just amazing.
And the website, if they want to go over and take a look at everything, go ahead and give that. We have links to it on our website, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's www.sacufocon.com. That's SACUFOCON.com. And if you were to go to Google or Yahoo, if you typed in the UFO Paranormal Summit, we're the first thing that comes up.
You know, one of the interesting things when I always talk to you is if you've been someplace and doing something interesting. Last time we talked to you, I think last week or week before, I think it was might have been last week, You had just come back from Area 51.
That's right.
And by the way, folks, stay tuned in the next hour after we talk to James E. Clarkson about Roswell and also about his investigation of a new kind of UFO in Iowa. We have a descriptive tour of S4, part of the complex of Area 51. It was gleaned together by conversations with people who have been there and recreated, and I think you'll find it a very inspiring 15 minutes at the end as we actually have a description of everything in S4, from how you get there to the little lines that you can't cross, and what's in each building, and the hangars, and what the craft is in each hangar. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up. Anthony, what else are you going to be doing? I know you're going to take a break probably after the conference. Maybe not. You're always on the go.
Well, guess I have some breaking news for you. I'm breaking it right here. This is an exclusive for the Jerry Pippen Show.
Good.
We are going to be having a new conference called the Area 51 Skywatch Conference. Next Memorial Day weekend in Alamo, Nevada, we are going to have the inaugural Area 51 Skywatch Conference. And we have some amazing speakers already lined up for that event. We'll be holding it at the Windmill Ridge in Alamo, Nevada. And the website is area51skywatch.com. And that is being launched on Friday the 15th, that's this week at midnight. So all the people at the conference will be able to see that. We'll have that up. And that's an exclusive for the Jerry Pippen Show. We have not shared that with anyone. area51skywatch.com. And that'll be the conference, Area 51 Skywatch Conference. So we're going to hold it every year on Memorial Day weekend to coincide with John Greenwald Jr.'s Memorial Day Skywatch event.
Well, that's just fantastic news, and I appreciate the exclusive. That's one reason I have you on often, Anthony. You never lack us, or, you know, you never lack for details. I mean, you always have something new to tell me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you having us on your show. So thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate it.
And that's next Memorial Day weekend.
Yep. And right now, we're trying to put together for the tail end of August, the beginning of September, a night vision, a Gen 3 night vision skywatch in Calistoga, California. And that's being headed by Ed Grimsley. But I'm probably going to be involved in helping him put that together, and I will get you all the information on that. So just, you know, in a month, 3 months from now, we'll be doing just a small event. It'll be, you know, no more than 50 people max, but it'll be a tiny event, but it'll be an interesting event. We'll be taking lots of, probably about $12,000 worth of Gen 3 night vision equipment out there to let everybody use. This is going to be educational. And at the very least, it'll be educational, but it will be fun.
Now I saw a conversation with you and some people where you may actually end up going to Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah to see what you can find out.
That's one of the things we want to do. We want to set up camp on the perimeter, try not to get shot by the security, the perimeter. I wonder, somebody was telling me that Waken Hut Security also provides perimeter security for Dugway, just like they do at Area 51. That's something I have to look into. But we have received reports that there are triangle-shaped craft that are silent, that have been spotted quite frequently over the Dugway Proving Grounds. If that is true, we want to get them on film. And we have Chuck Poloka, who's a good friend of Ed Grimsley and a guy that I just met a few weeks ago. He is right now, he owns a machine shop, and he's putting together a rig for me for my Gen 3 night vision goggles, allowing me to hook up my high-definition camera, and I have a 50-inch LCD monitor that will allow me to scan the skies, and we're going to set that up at the perimeter of Dugway, and that's exactly the same equipment that we're going to be using over at Area 51. We got a lot of stuff in the works, Jerry.
Okay, we will continue to check back with you, and I notice there have been some reports down at Norton Air Force Base, down in San Bernardino, of flying triangles just hanging out over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots of things happening. Thanks very much, Anthony. Now, the conference is this weekend and Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Saturday and Sunday, June 16th and 17th, and it is open to the public. You do not have to pay to come to the event. It is wide open to the public. There's seating area. There's food. There's an exhibitor hall. You can actually meet the vendors and the authors. The authors have their own room. You do not have to pay to meet anybody. The only thing that you need to pay for are the lectures and presentations and the movies. Everything else is free.
Okay, thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Jerry.
Wish I could be there. I know Janet Saylor is going to be reporting back to us and a few other people. You may even contact us.
Absolutely, I sure will. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Well, we're coming to a screeching halt here of another great UFO show. Reminder before I go, if you've had a UFO sighting, we have a way for you to report it to us, and we'd love to get your pictures and your videos as well. Just simply click on the UFO files at jerrypippin.com, and you'll see the form there. Fill it out and send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. Who knows? You could be on the next show. Thanks a lot for listening, everyone. Until next time, cheers.